Houston, Apollo 10.
Hey, good morning, Apollo 10. How you doing this morning?
Oh, just woke up from my little nap. Pretty good. We had kind of a long day.
Roger that, Tom. What do you got there for crew status when you get a chance? We're standing by for that.
Just a nap, Joe. As I look around here, this is Gene Cernan calling for the moon. As I look around, there's three of us. John Young, Tom Stafford, and myself. And this status has been fairly constant. Can we help you?
Okay, you got me. Okay, Tim, this is Houston. We're standing by for some TV on this pass, and I've got some pads to update to you. I've got a maneuver pad and a couple of map updates. And as soon as you get a chance, we would like to have a crew status as per the flight plan there.
Okay, nobody's taking any of the little bills, and we'll reach you out some rads in a minute, over.
Hey, that'll be fine. Thank you, Tom.
General, go ahead with the maneuver pad. Let's get that one out.
Okay, you ready to copy? Okie dokes, this is for TEI 30, SPS GNN. On your noun 33, it's 13537 1845 plus 35111 plus 00049 plus 01010. Pitch 054. All else is NA, and stand by for the readback.
Okay, TEI 30 SPS TNN 13537 1845 plus 35.
Plus 35111 plus 00049 plus 01010. Pitch is 054, and if you didn't get 931, it's 13537 1845. And
okay, Gino, we copied that, and if you'll give us a computer, we'll send a state vector up to you.
Apollo 10 is still about 20 minutes away from the approach to Lunar Landing Site 3, at which time we would hope to get TV transmission.
Joe, are you ready to pick up high gain at this time, TV? We're on the air.
That's affirmative. We're all ready for it, Dino.
Okay, are you finished with the computer? I need to get to Verb 83.
Roger, we're all done. You can have it back, Tom.
You heard Gene Cernan advise that the crew is transmitting television, and we should be receiving that shortly. At the present time, we're still standing by to get a lock on the high gain antenna.
Go ahead, Pan Houston.
Roger, that sniper crater right there, you see it?
No, we're not getting it. Yeah, there we go. Okay, you betcha.
We've got a black and white picture, still waiting for the color.
Roger, it's coming in real good now, John. It's right in just about in the center of our screen. Roger, it's coming in real good now, John. It's right in just about in the center of our screen.
Okay, well, this is another crater here I just panned down to.
What does the color look like, Joe? Again, the lunar surface is tan, except deeper is more of a dark brown. And again, the new areas look more like gypsum, like whitish, chalky white. Over.
Yeah, that's just the way it looks down here, Tom. And at the top of your picture, just a moment ago, we had a darker, it looks like a Mari area up there.
Yeah, that's the crater. Roger, that is a Mari area with a central peak.
Roger, that central peak really stands out, John.
And the peak?
Really stands out, John.
Yeah, and it's white on the bottom and sort of black-gray on the top. And then there's some white up at the top of it.
Apollo 10 is about 54 miles high.
And we've got that tannish color, kind of a grayish tan color, and the Mari area comes out dark black, and the white area is just like you say, Tom, they look just like gypsum.
There's a really bright red crater, little bitty one. I don't know if you can see it or not, but it's
that white crater in the center of your screen?
Roger,
it's
we got it.
And it has a black spot right in the middle of it. Okay, it has a black spot right in the middle of it. That's a very small impact crater, very, I don't know whether it's an impact crater or not, but it's very new. It looks new.
Okay, you're talking about the fairly small one, are you not, John?
Yeah, it's very tiny. Just a white spot.
Yeah, I think we got the one you're referring to. However, we can't see the spot in the center of it. We don't have quite that good a definition.
Roger. Here's another bright one inside of a rather larger crater with a little darker brownish type bottom on it.
Yeah, we
white
get the
spot over on the side. Has two. You don't have the two dark spots in the center of it.
What is that white spot? Is that a small crater on the side of it there?
Roger, that's a small impact crater. If you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing on the monitor, why you're not, I don't imagine it'd be terribly easy to tell what all's going on out there. But it's a pretty good picture, all things considered, from how far it's going.
We've got a real good picture down here, John, and yeah, that little white crater on the left-hand wall there stood out real well. And the craters that you're showing us now, looks as though you've got a central peak in one of those. Let's see if we can figure out which ones they are there.
Roger, look at that hill over there on the horizon.
Roger.
I'll pan the horizon here. And you can see that this is not a very flat moon. Look at all these, that's actual hills you're seeing out there, and they really stick up. And we just saw Snoopy rising. Maybe you can see it in your picture.
We can't see him. Whereabouts in the picture is he now, John?
He's just right behind us, but he's not very far back there.
Okay. Hey, which way are you looking now, John?
We're going backwards right now. Okay, here's sweeping the other side of the horizon. No matter where you look on the moon, there's always some different geological structure to study. Boy, it's really got its share up. Now we're coming to a place where the Mare is getting darker. And I don't know if you can tell it from this picture here, but there are a couple of spots in the middle there that stand out and that are evidently much blacker than the actual Mare.
Yeah, we got them. Those look pretty darn interesting.
Hey, Apollo, Houston, this is Apollo 10. Look, I know you ran some studies, but by golly, we can see Snoopy, and he isn't too far away. He's catching up with us. Can you talk to the Fidos? He's right down below us. We can occasionally see him tumbling end over end down below there, and he's coming in closer each pass. That's Snoopy's descent stage. We can see him right down below us now, and he's right. I thought he was a little out of plane, but now he's looking more in plane with us.
Okay, that's real interesting, Tom. We'll try and get Fido on that. Apollo 10 is Houston. John, are you looking out directly east now, or were you looking directly east there?
We're looking backwards.
Yeah, okay.
As Snoopy is behind us, we're going BEF.
Roger, copy.
Copy. Yeah, we're looking back east, and Snoopy's back there, and evidently, earlier we saw him, and he was out in front of us, going above us, and now he's behind us, but he's right around in our area, I'll clue you.
Can you estimate at all about how far below you think he is, Tom?
Oh, we've lost him down in the Maria now.
What kind of a pitch angle were you looking at him, do you think, when you last saw him, Tom? From local horizontal?
We're looking straight out at about 215. It was taking forever for Verb 83 to come up here. Originally we thought he might be out of plane, but that sure didn't look much out of plane to me when we finally saw him, and he's getting awful close. You can see the silver panels, and there he is right down below us. He's cutting across the Turunius twins.